Let me share real quick what we've got on tap for the next few weeks. Bernadette McBurney is a platinum in the Bay Area of South Carolina, San Francisco. She is an up-and-coming just dynamo and comes out of the IT and the fashion industry. Was it fashion industry or something like that? I can't even remember now. But next Saturday, she'll be with us. 2 weeks from today, Maureen Durkin will be back doing a Q&A session. Maureen is the former ER nurse who burned herself out working too many graveyard shifts in her career and discovered Nikan about a year and a half ago and now literally teaches clinics. She's speaking today in Greenville, South Carolina on the what we need to do to save our children is her topic. But she's going to be back in 2 weeks doing a Q&A. And then already lined up in February, Jim Starnes, lifetime Nikanite, I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but the guy is not slowing down when most people would have retired 10, 15, 20 years prior. And Jim, we chatted yesterday, wonderful conversation. But that's who's on tap. And then also, let's see, I mentioned already about that. Let me real quick, and if you've got a question, the line, all you got to do is hit *6. Okay, and that'll bring you in live. Everybody's muted, but if you hit *6, you can ask any question you want or make a comment. Let me run through where we're at with Nikan's new computer system, okay? And please, 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 I cannot beg you, implore you enough. If you've got a situation, a question with the new website, if you have not sent it in to feedback@nikan.com, or that's the email address, or clicked on that little green corner banner on the main screen when you click on home, when you get logged in, right there in the lower right hand corner, you just click on where it says feedback and it'll take you right in. Darrell Merritt, who is the head of the customer service department and distributor relations at Nikan, is begging us, if you've got any issues that you see need to be resolved, or you see something that could be tweaked or fixed or modified, send them the feedback. They're reading every single one of these, and they're making changes literally every day to make this better. Okay? So please use that, and don't think. You'll get just a quick response back. It just says, thank you for your feedback or something like that. I did it yesterday a couple times with things that just popped up. Please use that. Okay? Here's a list of the bullet points of what's going on. All the orders, UPS and FedEx, are shipped normally. United States Postal Service orders, if you're using that option to do priority mail, which is what I always use, what I've discovered this week, and this is what was shared yesterday on a special President's Club call, the pallet weights. What Nikan has done, they've negotiated with the post office. They ship by pallet. They don't ship by parcel or by package. In other words, they load up a pallet, and they weigh the whole pallet, and that's the negotiated rate. Okay, that's why we have a minimum of $8.50 for shipping and handling. If that weight matches the pallet weight when it gets to the dock at the post office, then the whole pallet, every package goes out. Okay, if there's a difference, then they go through and they, you know, deal with it. The problem is right now is that Nikan's new computer system, it's not syncing, it's not linking up with the weight and the scale system at the post office. So who's to blame? I don't know. I don't really care. All I know is I want my auto ship order. It's not shipped out yet on the 3rd or the 4th or the 5th. It's now the, 14th, and our auto ship order is still not shipped out. So I'm just as much have a vested interest in getting this thing resolved. So they're working on it. They know about it. All the orders from January 6th through the 9th went out yesterday. Okay, so if you had a backlog of an order, that went out yesterday. Canada, anything in Canada with shipping, everything is hunky-dory. All the carriers, everything is fine. The personal web pages are now up to not, they're working as they should. There are still some limitations, and they're working on it. Okay, many features are being added daily. They discovered that only 19% of the people were utilizing the specified rate that you could get passed on to your customers. They're working on that as well. The email broadcast system is now working. The renewal option is now working. They got that thing taken care of. And again, if you're finding things that are not working, please pop them, feedback. Let's see, what was the other thing I wanted to cover? And then I know people have got some questions. I'm looking over my... Oh, the 58-day promotion. Just as a quick review, any coupon earned in 2011 from the purchase of a Vital Day Pack, and then in December when we added the Environmental Pack as also that option to earn that 40% off coupon for a sleep system, a complete purchase of a sleep system, all of those coupons that were not used will be honored until February 29th. So any of those coupons that are out there that are still not used, if you sponsored somebody who, or somebody underneath of you, first level, ordered a Vital Day Pack, they earned a coupon and you earned a coupon. If you did not use that coupon, now you can. Yes, it's transferable with a catch. And what I mean by that is, if you didn't use that coupon and you want to, well, you can share it with somebody, but that order is going to go under your ID number. Okay, it's not going to go underneath their ID number. It'll go underneath yours, but they can get it for that price and use that coupon if you want to. It's not really transferable, but yes, it is. Here's the other bonus of that is every coupon that's rendered, every coupon that's used, you get to utilize that in March for double PV on whatever your biggest order is. For example, if you have three coupons that are tagged to your ID number, because in the course of 2011, either you bought a Vital Day Pack or an Environmental Pack, or you sponsored somebody who did, and you had three coupons that you never used to purchase a sleep system, well, you could use all three of those before February 29th, and then your three biggest orders in March, auto ship not included, your three biggest orders in March will carry double PV. The so what of that is that you get to rank faster, you build up to a great momentum for March, which launches us right into April, which is going to be another campaign, but that's how it works. And if you have specific questions on that, please call me. And if you've got coupons here thinking, okay, how do I really maximize this? Let's talk, okay? 503-695-5683. Or hit *6 on your phone line right now and let's talk about this so everybody in the group can benefit from it, because I just want to make sure everybody understands how wonderful this promotion is and how we can maximize it. If you call a distributor service person at NECAN or a customer relations person, number one, they're not in the field and they don't understand really PV and advancing to rank like they should because they're not in the field. They're an employee. Number two, you're going to wait on hold for a while because there's other people that are dealing with some serious issues of ordering and shipping, like I've mentioned, and that's who they're spending their time with. So I'm looking over my notes. I think I've covered everything. Oh, one other thought. Even though Martin Luther King is a holiday, it's a public holiday for banks and the post office and whatnot, most businesses, NECAN will still be sending orders out, okay? This is not a holiday for NECAN, per se. They still will be shipping orders out. In other words, the orders will be going from NECAN's warehouse to the post office. They will not go out from the post office, but they'll basically, first thing Tuesday morning, they'll be on the trucks and on the planes and out the door. They will already be out of NECAN's warehouse on Monday, so they'll be able to catch up with any of this backlog. So I know there's people that hit *6 because I have my ways of tracking, and my ears still work very, very well as a 43-year-old. Question?
Hi, this is Molly Chong. I have something that I think some people like to save money. I just was reading the book from where the overlay told us to get our salt. It's more expensive. If you would go to Dr. Bronstein's website, you can get it a lot cheaper. With the book and the DVD, it's $30 together, and there's no tax and no shipping.
And what is the website again?
www.dr for Dr. Bronstein.com.
B-R-O-W-N-S-T-E-I-N. The name of the book, I believe, Molly, is Salt Your Way to Health?
Yeah, Salt Your Way to Health. But he has other books just as useful, like the iodine, that we concerned about iodine, radiation, and now Dr. Bronstein talk about detox, lots of toxins that we have taken in can be detox with the help of iodine.
Right, and as a reminder, if you don't want to go online and order, run out today to any local health food store. I'm not talking Safeway, Albertsons, Kroger, Randall's, Tom Thumb, Page. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about a health food store, a naturopathic store, you name it, they all sell real salt. Again, it's not white. It has not been bleached. It kind of has a brownish hue to it, and it tastes totally different, completely different. It's much more minerally, and check it out. And watch, you get ready for some amazing, amazing results. If you want to maximize what you already have with Neekin, this is the way to go. So thank you for the reminder, Molly. Appreciate
Vance?
It. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ralph. Hey, for those that have a Fred Meyer store in their health food department, they do have the real salt there. And it's
really?
Very yes.
Amazing.
You have to search for it just a little bit. They got the large size and the small size.
Okay, so that's at Fred Meyer, which is primarily in the Northwest. Fred Meyer is owned and operated by Kroger now, so maybe Kroger stores might have it as well. So thank you, Ralph. Appreciate that greatly.
Vance, this
yes.
is Judy in Chicago. One of the people in the area could only get the real salt at Whole Foods, but they're saying Dominic's in the Chicago area now carries real salt.
Dominic's in Chicagoland. Thank you, Judy. Appreciate
it. Are they saying that it's better to use this real salt than sea salt?
Yes, and here's why. Okay? The salt that's mined out of the salt mines in Salt Lake City area is not been out in the environment. And sea salt, as great as it is in the ocean, there's a lot of pollutants and toxins that end up into our sea. Okay, let me use this as an example. How many of you would go out swimming in the Gulf of Mexico where the Mississippi River dumps in down there near Louisiana, you know, Corpus Christi? My wife grew up in Texas, and the few times that she went as a kid to the beach, she said, yeah, we didn't go in the water. It's because there's just so much junk and stuff floating out there. Now, if you can go to Alaska, if you can go to parts of the Northwest where the Pacific Ocean is a little bit cleaner, but still, does anybody remember the words Exxon Valdez? So there's a lot of pollutants. So that's why Phil, in his book, he's adamant about this in the booklet, and Dave Johnson and Jerry White 100% agreed that you're not going to get a cleaner source than going to. And there's no business connection here. These guys are not profiting and making millions off of their discovery. That's not it at all. It's just that's the cleanest, best source of it. Because it's not been introduced into the environment.
Lance,
hey, Vance, this is Larry Hunt in Texas. You can get the real salt in bulk at Central Market, which is an HEB store.
HEB. You guys are absolutely fantastic. I didn't even ask for this, and you guys are making it so easy for everybody. Thank you, Larry. So
yeah, in bulk, you can buy it at the Central Market store and just buy what you want. So it's just very expensive.
Okay.
Lance, this is Sherry in Yakima. I was wondering what the email address is again. I must have copied down the wrong one because I tried it and didn't work.
All About Energy, the three words together, All About Energy at the letter Q dot com.
Oh, that's what I did. I put it two.com.
Two, yeah, the letter Q as in Queen.
Thank you.
Or Quisenberry or...
Thanks.
Quirky. Doesn't the word quirky start with a Q? No.
Yes, it does.
Glad I could help you out. You guys, and again, utilize that email. They offered it. Phil and Goya were gracious enough to offer it. But I cannot encourage you enough. I implore you. I beg you. Okay, is that strong enough verbiage? To order from Focus on Growth, the CD and the booklet. I'm looking forward to going back to both resources again, this time with the highlighter and with the CD, listening to it with nobody else in the vehicle. Because yesterday with four Chinese kids taking them to Chinese class, yeah, I didn't get near as much out of it as I wanted to. So get the resources, Common Sense About Salt and Water, and then the CD. And tell them, when you call Dennis and Nancy at Focus on Ghosts, Advance said something, you can make me a bundling, a package deal. And I'm sure they will. They maybe already have something put together.
They said that if there wasn't any package deal, but $2 and $5.
The wealth of information that you'll get when you look at both of these is just phenomenal. So, any other questions? You know, I'm amazed that none of you had any complaints or questions or comments about all the computer stuff. I guess...
we haven't paid attention to it.
Hey, Vance?
Yes, go ahead.
Vance, this is Burl Verholtz in Barron, Wisconsin. And I have one quick comment and maybe a question. I have Batman Jelly's book, of course, but I also have eating according to your blood type.
Uh-huh.
And I'm type A positive, and I have a AAA going on, an aneurysm. And that salt tends to weaken the arteries, apparently. And, of course, that'll put that off the chart in that book. And so I've been kind of backing off on salt.
Sure.
And because there's so much over-salted in a lot of these canned foods and, you know, in our products and butter and everything. And so I've been kind of leery. I mean, but we have the Redmond Sea Salt here, of course. But and I'd like to talk to Phil on that issue because I've been, so they monitor my AAA every 6 months. And I've been able to keep it to 4.5 centimeters.
Sure.
And my dad had this when he was in his 80s, and he passed away at 95. And so they put a milk sack or they put a, you know, they were able to change that. But so I was always kind of leery because I lived out of a can when I was working so hard.
Mm-hmm.
The salt, you know, what it did to my body. So,
sure.
But I've had super experience. We got the Complete Wellness Home, and I haven't had a medication or an aspirin since 2007. So I'm really happy with the company. But
tell me your first name again.
Verl.
Verl. Okay, you ran it together, and I missed it there. Sorry about that. You know, Verl, I would love to diagnose. However, my pastor's college education won't allow me to do that because I just won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Here's my thought, though. After going through both the book and the CD yesterday, I kind of think the way Phil would address that, but if you use email, I would email him and say, could we talk on the phone? And I'll bet he would walk through that. What you just shared with me about eating out of a can, the amount of MSG, or monosodium glutamate, that's in canned food is just off the charts. Until now, we're seeing more and more natural, where it says right on the label, no MSG, no sodium added, and there's no, they're literally, but they have a very short shelf life, is what I'm seeing on some of the canned stuff now that's coming out. But again, on the CD, Dave Johnson and Jerry White both piped in on this comment, and they said, we really, when we walk into a grocery store, we need to stay out of those middle aisles and stay around the outside perimeter, which is a basic thing. But if we haven't done that for a good portion of our life, how do we correct it now? Is sea salt the end-all, cure-all for everything? I don't know. However, I'm willing to give it a shot to see what happens. And people that are dealing with, the fact that what their results are, what they're seeing with diabetics, as a volunteer firefighter, I've pricked and assisted pricking many, many fingers when somebody's fainted or they've had a seizure, and we check their blood sugar levels. There is nothing that we can do to bring their blood sugar levels down that fast. I mean, there's nothing out there. I was sharing this with my parents yesterday because there just isn't. But when you introduce something like pure restructured water, like the PIMAG water, and then a little bit of the real salt, it does it. And that's the reason why we use the saline solution in the medical industry, because that's what the body is needing to get those electrolytes, to get things in balance.
It's kind of amazing, too. At the last checkup I had here a couple months ago, I've been using the far infrared scope that Nikon, I don't think they no longer sell them, but I've actually been able to maintain that. And they said, well, some of your arteries have actually elongated. So I don't know. But so we'll see how this plays out down the road. But
right. And Earl, how young are you?
I'm 68. Yeah.
68. Okay.
And when my life changed, I mean, I'm doing some, I've done a couple 80-hour weeks. I work for one of the largest landowner companies in Barron County. I also drive semis. I love driving. I drive a school bus morning and night, help at the farm. My son has 200 head of cattle. So I keep pretty active. But
you're not slowing down for nothing, are you?
No, not that's what retirement does, I guess. So, but I'm having a fun time because I no longer have achy joints. I have no high cholesterol and nothing else but this AAA, you know, and that's come over the past living of what I did, you know, in the past. So,
well, and Verl, what you're inspiring me, because you are the perfect example of what it means to take wellness, take ownership of your wellness, rather than lending that to somebody else to control. And you know your body better than anybody else, and you're asking a tough question. So I would encourage you to email Phil and find out a good time when you guys can chat on the phone. They're wonderful people, as you just heard.
Yeah, I talked to him, I think, a while back when you had him on, and I talked to Gloria, and she was telling me it's so easy to get rid of type 1 diabetes that, because of those three things. And But I'll email him. So
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome, Bill. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
There's that long proverbial pause. It's 10 minutes past the hour, so I'm going to presume that nobody else has any questions or comments.
Ben. Hi, Ben.
I guess I spoke too soon. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Martha Sue in San Diego, and this call was amazing. I did meet them at the convention. This call was just fabulous. Can't wait to get more. But I just wanted to make a comment about the website and the problems, excuse me, that we've all experienced. Maybe some people are not saying anything because they don't want to rattle a cage, but...
I'm all into cage rattling, trust me.
Yeah. But, well, me too. But I will say that with each of the incidences that I have brought to their attention, I'm on a real, real good first-thing basis with the ones that I wasn't already on a good first-thing basis with. And I spent, the first time I called in, I spent 2.5 hours on hold.
Uh-huh.
And when they couldn't resolve it was about the events page, and I couldn't put up a new flyer that we had a special event here in San Diego. And what happened was that Sarah Robinson was the one who, excuse me, who took hold of it, and she got it resolved. She had to do it internally, but she did that. I emailed her all my flyers, my information, and she put it up, and now they've worked internally to get it fixed, so it is fixed. So when they say they want feedback, that's exactly what they want. They don't want us to just harbor this anger because what we had, excuse me, was working, and now it's not.
Yeah.
And so the thing that we need to do as a nucleus of consultants is to bite the bullet. If you have something that needs to be fixed, do the feedback thing, call them. You know, just go ahead and be proactive. Don't sit there and get mad because it's not working. I mean, they got it all set up so they're going to resolve the problem. And, of course,
that came out of it, okay, this issue's been resolved, this issue, okay, this is working, this is not working, we're still working on this, you know. Just, they went through it just really, really quickly. But like you said, that if we got a problem, that's why that quote by Jim Rohn is so crucial that I included in my weekly email. If you sat and complained for 5 minutes, you just wasted 5 minutes. You know,
right.
If you complain for an hour, they're going to haul you out to, I didn't memorize the rest of the quote, but basically you're going to choke on your own dust because you're not, that's not how to resolve and fix and go forward. We've got to address the thing, and, you know, I'm sitting on 3 orders right now, two of which people that I promised would be at their house by a certain date, and they're not there because of this priority mail thing. And I feel like a goofball because they should have had them by Wednesday or Thursday at the latest. One gal could have driven from Riverside over to Neakin and just picked it up. And I think that's what I'm probably going to have her do because, you know. But hey, we'll get through this. We've gone through bigger hurdles than this before. And they will take the time to resolve it. This is not, Neakin, the ship is not sinking. This is not the end. This is only the beginning of a whole new thing. And, you know, a few months from now, we're going to look back on this and say, yeah, that was a big mess. However, what we have now in our ability to communicate with people utilizing the Internet, we now feel like we're part of the 21st century and some of the stuff we're able to do. And we'll still be able to say, hey, when you place an order, 2 minutes later, it's out the door. Don't try and retract it because it's gone. And so, thank you, Martha, for bringing that up. Appreciate it greatly.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. Go ahead.
It's June. Just if you're talking to them every day, and I will email them now, that renewal is not up and running on everybody's sites, just so you don't get bombarded with emails, because I'm looking right at mine. The other thing is, I, like you, didn't have auto ship. I emailed everybody. I called everybody, blah, blah, blah. And they did get it out, but finally the day I spoke to them, I said, please don't email a supervisor. Please talk to me. And I need... And you know what? They overnighted it to me. I mean, if you're nice to these people, and I thank them profusely, and the same thing happened with a customer's order yesterday, they said, well, we might get it out next Monday or Tuesday. And I said, no, this is a customer.
Yeah.
I understand you guys are frustrated. You're doing your best. But please, can you get this order out? Now, they didn't overnight it, but that order went out. So talk to these people like you're human beings.
Right.
And I, too, have been on hold for an hour or two because I've got an organization I'm trying to help like you are.
Sure, sure. When,
and,
when was your auto ship, when was the cycle date for it?
The third.
The second,
typically. But it was, you know, they said they would ship on the third. And it didn't ship until this past Thursday. And I told them, I said, I'm out of stuff.
I did a quick search and discovered that our auto ship number 2907, so 2907 has been in Neakin's computer since August of 1995.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty old auto ship. And
yeah, mine's a little younger than yours, but close.
But
some of them are going out normally. I've got to tell you, my mom, who lives a mile from me, hers went out the next day on time.
Fortunately, my sponsors, or our sponsors, live 4 miles away, and they have a little inventory of nutritional products. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm telling everybody. Get a few extra. But the thing on the renewal, which is really important, and I think, you know, people need to check and see if it's there, because if they've told you that's correct, it's not yet.
Important. Yeah, someone said on the call that it had been fixed and it was working fine.
My renewal date was the 13th of this month, and I forgot about it, and I did it on the 12th, and they doubled up after I paid. It charged my debit card twice, but and it didn't show that it had taken the renewal. It still showed that I had to pay it, you know what I mean, on the page. So when I called yesterday and asked them about it, the guy fixed it online, and he said, "Well, we'll refund your money, obviously, but we'll." He said that we've got these corrected now, and he said it should post. Look for it, but it should post correctly that you did update, and you don't have to worry about anybody getting canceled and all that kind of stuff. So it was.
One tip that I'm learning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the guy was very helpful, and you know, everything went along okay. I had two orders that I placed for customers last Sunday and Monday, and those just finally got shipped today. Yesterday. So, and they weren't auto ship orders. These were just regular orders.
And
issues, there's no doubt about it. But the guy, again, put me on hold, checked on it, and told me that they were definitely going to be shipped yesterday, Friday, and we should get them then. So, and one of them was UPS, and one of them was through the post office. So they were having issues with both of them, apparently. I don't know.
And do you usually use the post office as your shipper?
Well, it would depend. These were going to customers that we have, and so I like to use the post office. I think it gets to them quicker. You know, what we found, UPS is a little longer. We live up in Yakima, but anyway, neither one of them had shipped until, and the order on Sunday night we placed for a customer was for a six-pack of bottles, and that didn't ship until yesterday. And then the next day we had to order some calcium for a customer, a couple bottles, and they didn't ship until yesterday as well. And that went through the post office.
You know, and Fred, what's amazing is because we do the same thing. We always use Priority Mail because it seems like UPS Ground takes 3 to 4 days, whereas Priority
right.
Mail is 2 to 3. And that's why I've always used it. And I never would have thought that a package going Priority Mail to Riverside, California from Irvine, which is a short 30-mile drive or 30-minute drive, would, take 4 days, and it still hasn't gone.
Yeah. And I was online with them several times. Just, you know, I think everybody's kind of unique, but, you know, there's only a few reports that I really like to get on and look at every so often, you know. And but once you figured out where they were, they don't have a couple of them working quite right. And the only suggestion I had for them, and I did email this gal, was, you know, I liked it when you would open up the opening page, you could get all the information was over there on the right, you know, and then you could go to it. And the way it is right now, you've got to go through two screens to get to the information, all that stuff that you were sharing today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Normally that's right there, and you can click on it and find that real quick. And I just thought, well, you know, I know how to do it now because the lady told me, well, you go to the information, draw it down, go to news, and, you know, and then you're there. But I didn't feel like, I just said, well, you know, it doesn't seem like going through two to get the important information that NECAN is trying to get out. It's difficult enough sometimes. It seems like they ought to post that like they did before, this with a little box on the side with a little blip, and then you could click on that and go to it rather than go through two screens. You know what I mean? I don't know. It seemed like a small thing, but I liked it the way it was before.
Right.
You know?
There's different marketing reasons why they do that.
You know, I got another suggestion, too. We've sent a customer to the page, and you know they have that thing with Kurt Foley. Now, he's a great guy, but they sure didn't spend any money in making that look real good, do you think? I mean, honestly, you know, our contact said, that guy looks sick. I mean, is he, you know, he's got, and they just should have done a little more professional, or they could have had somebody like, I don't know who, you know. I mean, I know.
Which Rogers.
Get Jerry White on there, you know, or Dennis Williams or Ruth Williams, you know, or have two or three people from different lines, you know, or whatever, and just say, hey, welcome to the new year. We're so glad you're here. We're lots of great changes coming, and so on and so forth. But that Kurt guy, I mean, I know he knows what he's doing. I'm not questioning his ability at all, but he's definitely not a star on the screen won't get an Oscar for the performance he did.
Yeah, so what you're saying is the camera is not friendly to Mr.
Yeah, it just didn't, yeah, and he didn't look too enthusiastic about it, you know what I mean? And, you know, in our business, I think enthusiasm is an important factor, obviously. And, I mean, you don't want to look too glitzy, but I think a little more enthusiasm and the smile and you know, the way it came through, it just, I don't think they're going to leave that up there very long, I would think, because it's kind of a New Year's greeting, you know. But they ought to get somebody in there, maybe, you know, there's several people at home office. Get Larry Profit to do something, you know, or I don't know, whatever. But
Go ahead. Stay on the line.
I want to give a positive tip to everybody. One thing not to be concerned about these renewals, what I'm finding is if you do renew, it's updating at night. So don't panic if you don't see it. And that happened with me.
That's what
I renewed several people,
yeah.
And the next morning during the night, they changed it on the genealogy, and the people had updated. The other thing that I think is great, like yesterday, I got a new customer, and right away there was an alert that I had a new customer who had placed an order. So we can acknowledge and make sure their orders were shipped. So that is a good tool to use. But I think they're doing their best. I really do.
Yeah. Fred,
even though we like to listen to the recordings for 2 hours.
Yeah, no. And, I want to address something that Fred brought up because I think there's a lot of viability to that what you're saying is we need, when we give somebody the website, myneekend.com, because that's where we want to send them, and they can click on those two different options to learn more or to place an order immediately. They have those two options. But what you're saying, instead of Kurt's video, we need literally something that pops up and starts playing that says, "Welcome to Neekend. My name is Jonathan Hallstrom. I'm the Vice President of Sales, and we're just glad that you're here." You know, something that's energetic, that's professional, it doesn't necessarily have to be scripted, but it needs to be from the heart. That says something along the lines of, you know, millions of people's lives have been impacted by the decision that you've just made. I'm coming.
Excellent.
I'm willing to check this out. Something
excellent.
Like that. Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
So, hi, Vance.
If you, everybody who's heard me say that, if you'll use that feedback button and say, okay, we're halfway through the first month of the first year. Can we get a great updated video that just welcomes our customers, the people that we're sending to this website? Can we get a video there? Nothing against Kurt's message, but we're ready to rock and roll with this thing and move forward. We don't need a 9-minute video. You know, people don't want to take that much time, but 30 to 45 seconds. If you guys will use that feedback button, and it's not just coming from one person in the field, but we literally obliterate them with emails, they'll say, wow, what is going on? Why are we getting so many emails about the same subject? That's a very positive, constructive criticism that will get what we want. And that's it's a great, fantastic idea, Fred. We need to do it.
Dan?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Yvonne from New Jersey. I think you should hear from the East Coast. Thank you for all your comments. I have a question. Did they address the fact on the president's call that some of our orders on our nutritionals are backlogged and are not going out? I put in an order on the 4th because I knew I was running out, and I still haven't received it. They sent me one of three items, and they didn't say that it's on backlog. So when I called yesterday, I'm told that our Siaga's on backlog, some of our J. Greenzymes joint. Did they address that?
That was not an issue that came up with anybody at all. So I'm surprised, Yvonne, that doesn't make sense at all, because those are not items that are typically, Jade Greenzymes is our number one nutritional product, and we were told, was that a year ago when the earthquake happened in Japan with the radiation and the nuclear fallout? We were told specifically that our warehouse was stocked with a 2-year supply of the raw material that any radiation leakage or anything would not impact our, you know, the purity of the jade green zen. So if we've got a two-year supply of the raw material, we should not be having a backorder situation of the finished product. So
I would agree, but maybe you may want to ask that question on your next call.
Okay. Did you, Yvonne, did you send a feedback and get...
Not on that issue, but I have sent feedback on my website issue.
Okay. I would encourage you, just like I did this week, was literally, I copied and pasted, I clicked on our auto ship and where it says view, and I copied and pasted the entire auto ship order, and I put that into the email, and I sent it to feedback@niken.com.
Okay.
This is our auto ship, and what you could do is simply say, this is what I was supposed to get, and yet all I received was this, this, and this. Why?
Thank you.
Ask them the question.
Okay.
And then you should be able to get a response back, because that issue was not brought up at all. That doesn't make sense whatsoever. So.
It didn't to me either, but thank you. I will do that.
Okay, great.
Dan?
Yes.
This is Julie in Connecticut.
I know. How is Julie in Connecticut?
I'm great. But you didn't talk about the jades.
I know.
You were talking about salt and water, and do you have like 2 minutes to talk
well,
about the jades?
Well, basically, the gist of it is that with the, what you'll hear on the CD, when you order the CD, they talk about this trio of the restructured or reconstituted water, which is what we have with the Pimag water, the mineral content that's in the sea salt, the real salt. We probably 50, 60 years ago we could have said sea salt, but now we can't because there's just too much junk out there in the ocean. And then the third component is the jade green zymes. Because of the chlorophyll level, because that it's a pure whole food that you could live your whole rest of your life if you just consume nothing but barley. And you live a healthy life because it's 65% pure protein. There's so many attributes of the jade greenzymes that we forget. 27 times more calcium in our jade greenzymes than there is in cow's milk. I mean, that's huge. It was kind of like, whoa, how did I miss that? Why did I forget that? But that's what Phil and Gloria have been literally starting people on, because it's so simple, it's so basic, it's very affordable. I mean, you could put together I'm just running off the top of my head here, a wellness solution package of water, salt, and grass for less than $100. You know, and then you're looking at the secondary month of, you know, how much is a jar of jades going to cost you? You know, $35, $40. So $100 initial investment and then $40 a month on an auto ship order, and you'd literally have somebody dialed in that their wellness would, you know, take a drastic turn for the better because of it.
Vance?
Is that enough, Julie?
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but I beg you, I encourage you to get the CD and the book, because once you go through it, you'll go, wow, I never knew.
How long is the CD?
52 minutes long, 58 minutes long, something like that.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
Julie?
Thank you, Vance. Great call.
Happy
New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Yeah, I think we've hit a record. This is as long as we've ever been on the phone, but I think you've asked many, many questions and had some great feedback and comments. And I'm going to sign off now and let you get into your day.
So
we will talk to you all next Saturday morning. Have a great weekend. And those of you who do have the white stuff, stay warm like we are going to do. And we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye.
Thank you.